it's females, guilds. Mm-hmm. However, a guild, a small pig is still a guild. But Schultz refers to there are a guild, either one, between the pig age and the hog. Mm-hmm. In other words, I would say from 50 to 150 pounds, 50 to 125 pounds. Mm-hmm. We call it Schultz.
How would you feed your pigs? Just throw the feed in the ground? Or?
No, we fed them in a trough.
What did you call those stiff hairs on the boar?
Bristles.
And his long, sharp teeth?
Tusks.
What did you call the sound that a calf made when he was being weaned?
Bawl.
Bawl. And the sound that a cow would make at feeding time.
Moo is the word we use.
And the sound a horse would make when he was hungry.
Nicker.
What did you call a hen who had a bunch of eggs that she was on?
Or. A setting hen, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Except we didn't sound the I as setting hen.
Setting hen.
Setting hen. That's the word we used.
Did you have anything that you put in the nest to keep the hen laying when you gathered the eggs?
Yes, there was a time we had those nest egg gourds.
Oh.
Did you ever see any of those?
I've heard of those.
Over here at the mouth of Caney, where the Caney Bridge crosses, to the right there, I'll bet there's a toe sack full of
them. Oh, that's...
They look like eggs.
Mm-hmm.
They're white.
Mm-hmm.
They grow wild there. I guess the seed got started from floating down the stream or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I was fishing over there, and I've never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
Those gourds. That is the size of an egg. It looks like eggs.
Man told me that they had snake trouble. They put a cold cream jar in the nest. They had a glass egg and he ate that. And they put in the cold cream jar, lid and all. Didn't bother the hen at all. She thought that was another egg. But the snake ate it